This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Aaron Predester. Last name, P-R-E-D-E-S-T-E-R, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was September the 21st, 2022. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Predester is a 79-year-old male residing, who came back to Mission Point on the 20th of September, which is yesterday, period. He had been living with people, according to what he tells me, period. New paragraph chief complaint. He's here for long-term care, and he has a stroke with severe right hemiplegia, and he has history of hypertension and diastolic heart failure. New paragraph history of present illness. Mr. Predester had a stroke about 9 years or so ago, period. He has a severe deficit, period. His right arm is completely paralyzed, and he has very limited movement of his leg, period. He has some edema there, period. He mobilized in a wheelchair, period. He is under hospice care, period. He has hypertension, but that's relatively controlled at the present time, period. There's no headaches or chest pain, period. He has chronic diastolic heart failure, but currently there's no dyspnea, and he denies shortness of breath or cough, and there's only mild edema, period. He has diabetes mellitus, and his sugars are not, see now, and I see one from about a year ago of 109, period. Otherwise, he denies major complaints. His only real complaint is pain in his legs, and it's both legs, period. It's not localized anywhere and seems diffuse, period. Although he has a severe right hemiplegia, comma, there's also a slight flexion contraction of the left knee, period. His pain is poorly described and vague, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. He denies feeling feverish or having chills or major weight change. He wasn't clear on his vision, but states it's reasonably good. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness, but he seems to have difficulty hearing. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, or vomiting, or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria currently, period. He has had urinary tract infections. Neurological, he has a severe, dense right hemiplegia. No headaches, fainting, or seizures, but he comes to us on Keppra. Musculoskeletal, he has vague leg pains, period. He is paralyzed on the right side, period. He has a slight flexion contracture of the left knee, and it's painful to extend it, period. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, but he has a diagnosis of diabetes mellitus type 2. Skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history is positive for stroke with right hemiplegia, diabetes mellitus type 2, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, urinary tract infection, cardiomegaly, chronic diastolic heart failure. New paragraph, family history. His brother had a stroke, period. He does not know what his parents had. New paragraph, social history. He has a history of smoking and admits to smoking a little bit, period. No alcohol excess, period. New paragraph, medications. Baclofen, 10 milligrams twice a day. Metformin, 500 milligrams daily. Citalopram, 10 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Merprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Senna, 8.6-50, one tablet nightly. Botonix, 40 milligrams daily. Nystatin, 100,000 units every shift. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams, three times a day. Norco, 7.5-325, 1-3 times a day as needed. Levetiracetam, 250 milligrams twice a day. Aripiprazole, 10 milligrams nightly. Okay, allergies, not known. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 137 over 80. Temperature 97. Pulse 63. Respiratory rate 18 or 16. O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck. Pupils are about equal and reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular movement's normal. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Hearing is a bit diminished. He has poverty of speech, period. Necks up without master nodes. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur. No significant edema. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerves are normal. Sensation is intact. New paragraph. Change that. Cranial nerves are grossly normal. Sensation is grossly intact. Motor, he is totally paralyzed in the right upper extremity, period. He is very extremely weak in the right lower extremity, period. He's not ambulatory, period. Musculoskeletal, slight flexion contraction of the left knee. Paralysis completely in the right upper extremity, period. Slightly decreased shoulder range of motion on the left, but not extreme. But it's significant. No acute joint inflammation or effusions, period. He has slight edema of the legs, a bit more on the right. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Predister has severe debility, mostly due to a stroke, period. He's on okay, so he's not on aspirin at this point in time. He's under hospice care, period. Two, he has hypertension, which is controlled with amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has diabetes mellitus, and looking into metformin 500 milligrams daily. Four, he has leg pain, which is bothersome. And I'll continue baclofen 10 milligrams twice a day, plus the gabapentin 600 milligrams 3 times a day for neuropathic pain, plus Norco 7.5325 one tablet 3 times a day for generalized pain, period. He's on Abilify 10 milligrams daily for agitation and psychosis, period. Five is gastroesophageal reflux disease and alkalinity for tonics 40 milligrams daily, period. I'll follow him at mission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.